managed by the 4th District Agricultural Association, control is now in the hands of the city of Petaluma. City officials and staff gathered on Tuesday to remove the no public access sign at the front gate, signifying the change. The Ag District will continue to organize the yearly fair. Today, crab season on the north coast of California officially opens. Crabbing from the Sonoma-Mendocino County line north is allowed. However, from there south, all the way to Mexico is still off limits due to migrating whales. Of course, that includes Sonoma County. The next assessment for when our season could open up will take place on January 11th. Authorities say Dylan Butler, a 17-year-old student, opened fire at a small-town Iowa high school, killing a sixth grader and wounding five others.
Butler was armed with a pump-action shotgun and a small-caliber handgun. Butler also made a number of social media posts in and around the time of the shooting.
Thursday's shooting had students at Perry High School barricading themselves in offices and ducking into classrooms. Authorities say one of the wounded was a school administrator, and the suspect was found dead with an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound. In sports, the Warriors lost the Nuggets 130-127 on a three-pointer as time expired. They play the Pistons at home tonight, and Dalvin Cook is joining the Baltimore Ravens for a playoff run. Your forecast: patchy fog this morning, then mostly sunny with low 60s. Tonight, clear early, but clouds do increase overnight, lows in the 30s. Tomorrow, rain is likely. We're expecting about a quarter inch, highs in the low 50s. Look for a frosty start Sunday, then sunny with low 50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
Be good to your skin. You'll wear it for the rest of your life. Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery offers numerous treatments to improve your skin and help you feel and look your natural best.
Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery offers state-of-the-art surgical and non-surgical skin-improving treatments. The experts, led by triple board-certified Dr. Greg Chernoff, have an impeccable reputation for providing procedures and treatments that provide exceptional results with minimal or no recovery time.
I have lines, wrinkles, and sunspots until I started coming to Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery. They gave me options, a treatment plan, and I saw results. I'll only trust my face to the experts at Chernoff Cosmetic Surgery.
Contact the office and learn about new patient offers for Botox, dermal filler, and laser skin improving treatments. Visit online at ChernoffCosmeticSurgery.com.
Check out their New Year offers. Click on specials at ChernoffCosmeticSurgery.com.
Hey, Sonoma County businesses. In case you haven't heard, the next North Bay Job Fair at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts is coming up on Tuesday, January 23rd. The North Bay Job Fairs are the favorite of many Sonoma County employers and potential employees. Listen to what Shelby Atwood, recruiter for Oliver's Market, has to say about the North Bay Job Fair.
What I love about this job fair is that not only do we get a lot of great applicants, but we also get to talk to a lot of community members, which is a great thing for us. We've probably been to about 10 to 12 job fairs for this year, and the North Bay Job Fair is definitely our favorite.
The next North Bay Job Fair is Tuesday, January 23rd from 2 to 4:30. Register today at northbayjobfair.com. Don't miss out on this chance to meet some wonderful future employees. When you register, you'll have access to their resumes ahead of time, then interview and hire on the spot. Register for the job fair taking place at Luther Burbank Center for the Arts on January 23rd at northbayjobfair.com. northbayjobfair.com.
2.7 The Wall. All right, guys, a little after 8 o'clock, it's Rick Michaels. I got a whole laundry list of good stuff coming up. I've got Night Ranger on the way, Rick Springfield, Heart, Santana. Also got the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, as well as the Eagles, Hall & Oates, and Billy Joel. And we'll rewind the year 1971.
Many times I tried to tell you, many times I cried alone. Boys, I'm surprised how well you cut my feelings to the bone. Don't wanna leave you, really. I've invested too much time to give you up that easy. Do the doubts that complicate your mind. We belong to the light, we belong to the love. We belong to the sound of the words before falling.
close your eyes and try to dream. Clear your mind and do your best to try and watch the valley gleam. We can't begin to know it, how much we really care. I hear your voice inside me, I see your face.
day. But you're motoring. Yeah, motoring.
102.7 The Wolf.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I wanna make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. The charade, there doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body, I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night.
Still showing signs of picking up a little bit, so let's get another update on the roadways from the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center. Here's Lisa Carr with the Wolf Traffic Watch. How are we looking?
Delays heading downtown. Good morning, everyone. This report sponsored by Lowe's. Northbound 101 north of Todd Road, we had a wrong-way driver cause a crash in the far left lane. Everything over to the right shoulder now, but you're still backed up solid just beyond Golf Course Drive, and it's heading for Rohnert Park Expressway. Southbound 101, the Gawkers have it backed up to Hearn Avenue, getting past the accident scene. Shop the closeout event now at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Valid through 1/24/24. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details. I'm Lisa Carr, and that's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7. The Wolf.
Barely. 1971. Cigarette advertising is banned from the airwaves. In the most eagerly anticipated fight of the era, Joe Frazier defeats Muhammad Ali for the World Heavyweight Championship. The $400 million, 27,000-acre Disney World opens outside Orlando, Florida. In Sonoma County, 75 lawmen raid Wheeler Ranch, a hippie commune west of Occidental. 25 are arrested, but courts rule the warrant is too broad to be legal. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1971.
America's greatest hits, 102.7 The Wolf. I'm rocking Ricky Michaels. Now, if you haven't been over to the website, it is thewolf.fm. And while you're there, you can check out the Wolf Pack, too. And speaking of the Wolf Pack, we do have some members celebrating birthdays today. Shelly Melville, happy birthday to you, as well as Robin Sheldrake. Happy birthday to you too, Robin, from all of us here. 102.7 The Wolf.
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Friday, January 5th. I'm Brent Allen in the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. A large section of the former Sonoma Developmental Center near Glen Ellen has been transferred to the California State Park System. and will become part of Jack London State Park, which will grow now to over 2,200 acres. While the redevelopment to the rest of the developmental center is being debated, this move ensures access to open space for humans and wildlife. An outbreak of Legionnaire's disease in Napa in 2022 that killed one person and sent 16 others to the hospital has been traced to a cooling tower near downtown, but a specific location was not given. The CDC says Facility A was the location where the outbreak was triggered. According to the report, Facility A is quite near or at the Embassy Suites by Hilton on California Boulevard. A clogged pipe that fed chemicals into the cooling system was the culprit. The Oxygen Network true crime show Final Moments, which airs Sundays at 7 p.m., recently featured the 2004 deaths of Lindsay Cutshall and Jason Allen. The young couple found shot to death while camping at Fishhead Beach on the Sonoma County coast. It took until 2017 to find the man responsible when authorities identified Sean Gallen as the killer. You can now stream the episode called California Nightmare on Peacock or from your TV provider. In sports, the Warriors lost to the Denver Nuggets 130-127 on a three-pointer as time expired. They'll play the Pistons at home tonight. Your forecast: after patchy fog, we go mostly sunny, low 60s. Clear early, but low clouds come back overnight with 30s. Rain is likely tomorrow, about a quarter inch, highs in